woman.
What a woman!
Sorry. Why does Donna Summer always sing these such passionate songs? I don't know. Could it be magic? I believe there's a version of that by Barry Manilow. But then, you know, well, we can slag Barry Manilow on this station. We are apparently allowed. Yes, the lovely Donna Summer there, of course. Could it be magic? Going out to, the rest of the gang at Pneumonia's address, who I missed out 3 minutes ago on account of nearly crashing the record, you see.
2, 7, 1. You got it.
A letter which has slipped through, which shouldn't have, is actually addressed here to David Jason. It says, Dear David and Andy, after playing the pirate tapes of RE and MMR, you said, weren't we bad in those days? Well, listen, Davis and Jason, I just thought I'd point out to you that you're still bad now. In fact, you were probably better then. Thanks, JT. Thank you. I'll pass that on to David Jason, Jay. Well, didn't Kev do well, hey? Especially featuring Christopher Cross. I think I will as well. His sailing.
Not a hit. What is wrong with you British audience out there? What are wrong with you lot? Why was that not a hit? Come on. I mean, that really is, well, in fact, words fail me. Christopher Cross there and sailing.
Well, if you woke up this morning from your beddy poos, you will have noticed that the weather can't decide what it's doing with itself today. Which brings me on to a joke, which I am not responsible for. In fact, it was supplied by Robin Blind. I shall give it its fanfare. This is a Robin Blind type joke as submitted to the Andy Davis Sunday Joint, which goes as follows. First of all, the good news, it's raining cats and dogs. Now the bad news, I've just stepped on a poodle.
Live this weekend where the action is.
And of course, all complaints regarding that prior joke to be sent to the Robin Blind Show, that's Rocket Robin into the Red. 28 St. Andrews Road, Clawdon Birkenhead on Merseyside. Now today, I've got a very interesting competition for you. It's a mathematical competition, and all you require are a calculator. A mathematical competition where you can win yourself, I'll give an LP away today, or possibly a £4 voucher. Here's Daryl Hall and John Oates. John Oates and Back Together Again. I really like that one. Back Together With You is the apparently falling apart Station J1000, 271 metres, 1107 kilohertz, with Andy in the chair, as they say. Yes, I would like to contradict those rumours being spread at the moment about J1000 falling to pieces. It most certainly is not. However, we must apologise for the terrible performance of both signal quality and presentation last week. The signal quality was mainly my fault. I forgot to bring in the digital frequency readout meter for the technically minded. Anyway, hope we're back to normal again. I should explain more about those rumours anyway about this station apparently falling apart. Totally untrue in every way.
The owner of the car number BZH97432168542873104 3D, please remove it, as the number plate is blocking lower reaches.
Also. Now listen, don't forget also about our competition, which I should be doing about 3 or 4 times later. Mathematical competition. All I require is a calculator.
2 2 7 7 7 1 1 1.
And a quick letter here from a Grand Simmons. Dear Andy, bonjour, encore. I phoned the Dave Mike Evans stand on Wednesday, and he's back, you know. If Matthew Black is listening, then Dave's been trying to contact you. He's going back to Europe next week, but his new mailing address is Dave Evans, Nat Holidays, NAT Holidays, Unit 5, Standard Road, Park Royal, London, NW10. That's Dave Evans, Nat Holidays, Unit 5, Standard Road, Park Royal, London, NW10. I shall have to go now. Ta-ra, Grant Simmons. Thanks, Grant. Yes, I don't know why Paul's using his... I don't know. I'll let you know on that one. Track called Chicago. What a nice one too. I'm giving that competition in about a minute's time. A mathematical one. I require your calculators. One point I must mention now. A certain person with the initials ID has been spreading a couple of rumours, which of course are completely untrue, to the effect that Station J1000 is falling apart. Well, listen, can I assure you that any presenters who leave Station J1000 leave for one of three reasons. Either they're not suitable, they don't like the station, they can't handle it, or they're just not good enough for the station, okay? Or perhaps they're too busy. So that's five good reasons to leave Station J1000.
Radio, go, go! Whoopee!
Yeah. Don't sing over records, please, Davis. This brings us to our competition, in fact. Where, of course, you win yourself an LP or a £4 record token, preferably a £4 record token, as it saves me the embarrassment of a lot of postage. Now, this is it. Imagine you've got yourself a piece of paper 1/1000th of an inch thick, and you cut that paper in two and lay the pieces one on top of another. Then you cut those pair of papers in two and lay them on top of one another. So you've now got four pieces. What I want to know, how thick is the package when you've done that 50 times? And the answer is in miles, take note. So you've got yourself a piece of paper, 1/1000th of an inch thick. What is the thickness of that combination when you've cut it in two 50 times? And the answer is in miles. Send your entry to station J1000 at the competition of the century. 28 St. Andrew's Road, Claughton, Birkenhead on Merseyside.
Vibrations, begin vibrations. Vibrations,
follow. And of course, I'll give you that competition again in a couple of minutes' time. Don't forget, please emphasise if you require a £4 record token or an LP. If you want an LP, then of course, make your choice, one of five. I'll pick the cheapest. For all those now with their calculators, here's Cliff. And a track called Take Another Look.
I hear you say hello. Now is there something the matter? Oh, won't you tell me so? Don't you know that it's better to tell me if you're feeling sad? Nothing should be quite this bad. We're playing.
That's me, Uncle Cliff, and Take Another Look from his I'm No Hero LP. Listen, I'm going to play a little bit of Big Al in a minute, because apparently a lot of people are unable to pick up Big Al. First of all, a letter from the famous JT, who is this week number 6, in fact, in the fame chart. So there's no way that you can get out of that fame chart, Jay. Dear Andy, J1000 reception is going steadily downhill each week. Do something about it immediately. It was good to hear the Radio Jackie North link up. It's a pity reception was so dreadful on J1000. I shall have to listen to your competition again because I've forgotten it. Tell Stephen Bishop that John Lennon died on the 9th of December, not October. Yes, in fact, that's quite true, that. Would you also announce the fact that tonight I should be coming round to the studios at midnight and there's going to be a fight between David Jason, Steve Bishop and myself, and I will win Davis. Please will you give it the full fanfare? Will do, right. And also you've gone on to say, why don't you move to 241 meters medium wave daytime, as reception is much better on 241. Now, PPS Monday, would you thank Ian Dale and Jenny Darlington? For the card, even though it was a day late. There was no money in that one either. Okay, JT207 Hereford Drive, please send your money. Any money at all will be accepted by JT of 207 Hereford Drive, Netherton in Merseyside. Now a request, a lot of people have said to me, who's Big L? Well, for those people who can't find Big L on 241 meters, here is Big L, who you can listen to every night between 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock, well, on Sundays, on 241 meters. Big L at his peak.
And that went out especially to all the listeners out there. Hello? Hello? This is J1000, Big L speaking. Hello? Who's there? Who are you? What, love, what have you got to say? I think you're being very stupid now, love. Very stupid indeed. So I'm not going to behave. That's it. No, that's your last chance. Sorry, love. You're going to get cut off now. Can't act this.
Brilliant, brilliant! Song number one!
And you can listen to Big Al. Sorry, pull yourself together, Davis. 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock every Sunday. That was classic, that Big Al. Here's a record for Big Al. Tight Fit in Volume 2, Back to the 60s.
Yes, I will. Oh, well, your mama don't mind.
Riding, riding.
latest reading the world grapevine here, completely in the bargain section. Kingfisher pushchair, hardly used, giveaway price, £16. The address, 73 Millhay Heights, Morton, Wirral, Merseyside. Anytime. But then, of course, I don't gossip, do I? Oh, hang on, that's 72, isn't it? Oh, sorry. Ignore that last remark, please. I was one out. With all children now, please turn the radios off as a Michael Doyle type joke is coming.
There ain't no good at a goodbye.
First of all, I have to destroy a record by, I believe it's Barry Manilow. Which, of course, I'm about to do now. It's cool. Let's hang on. Let's see how long I can hang on to this record. Don't you think I did a really good job of that, eh? Now, this brings us to our letter from Mike Doyle, 42 Portland Gardens, which is right by the tunnel exit. Mike says, next time you're doing your FM link by the tunnel, please call in and I'll have a word with you. Right. Hi, dear. Hello. Please yell hello to the computer, Jenny, Al, Binlid, Phil, Mark, Toss, Dave, Steve, Nev, Paul, Grady, JT, Brian Tooley, Grant Simmons, Jim Brown, Andy George, Mike Kappa, John Hazelhurst, Dave Evans, Eric Haydock, and me, oh yeah, to Tanya as well, in Blackpool, and to Zuku Biswas and Paul Baker Tala. Now this is the point where I require all children out the room. I also require my censor. Here now is a genuine Mike Doyle joke. Doctor, doctor, when I make love, my goes like a rocket. How does your wife feel about it? She's over the moon. As it was your birthday t'other week, I've enclosed some rubbish for you. What was it that you... Can we please have the censor up? Thank you, can we? Quite sufficient, thank you. Thank you, Mavis. Yes, it's all right. Don't overdo it. Right, you've also gone on to ask, what was it that Jenny and I have in common? I didn't hear it. yes. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you at the start of next hour, okay? It's right now time for some...
Davis!
...type heavy rock. New single from Samson called Earth Mother.
Black.
That's a new single from Samson called Half Mother. That is a bit of heavy metal on this here prog. The Sunday Joint, the only program which mixes Samson, the Dead Kennedys, of Sheena Easton, and comes up with, of course, the Sunday Joint. Continuing with this letter from Mike Doyle that says, "How's the wife and the kids then? Are they all keeping well, I hope? Anyway, I hope I'm present in the studio when this letter's read out. Please read out about 1:30 p.m. on the Sunday Joint. Tar for the hours of pleasures, laughs, and ego trips that you bestow upon your listening tens. Until further notice, I'm dwelling at 42 Portland Gardens, Liverpool, which is the Mike Doyle fan club for all mail from listeners. Tar, dead, muchly la, Mike Doyle, prime queenie and president of the Baldy Hedgehogs fan club, belly button warmer, and thigh rubber extraordinaire, cathode, cobbler, and steamy armpit cool-up dinner." So, what is this stuff? Page 2 says, "Oh yes, P.S. I slowed your Smurf voice down on the reel-to-reel. Gosh, it was funny!" Oh, how embarrassing. K-1000. Oh dear, Mike Doyle has sussed me out. He now knows that I do the Smurf voices. I forgot you had a reel-to-reel. I'll tell you what, I shall strangle you. And here are instructions how to strangle you, Mr. Doyle.
Remember that if someone is strangling you, keep perfectly still. If you move around a lot, it may mess up the fingerprints on your throat. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to pull a heist. As a matter of fact, I think I'll pull your heist. Here we are.
Instructions what to do when strangling somebody who susses out that you are the actual Smurf voice. I'm not really, no. I can prove it. In fact, I'm going to have to tell you. And thunder in the mountains. I've just realized I'm in competition with Thunderbirds again. I can't handle this at all, you know. Also, Mike Doyle's letter is in a third part. I just found it. It says, please play Baker Street and with a lot of smurdle dash, shout, Dave Jason is a pruny-brained nincompoop! Say hello to Warbo, the inventor of the Menge, the wonder drug. Please ask that if any sixth formers from Campion School are listening, would they approach the prefect wearing glasses, who is on duty between 12 noon and 12:30 on Monday, and I will offer them some Menge. Before you close down, say hello to my CB mug. He was offended last week when you didn't. Please take me up on the phone-in thing that I offered to help you on. Please go on as long into Monday as you can, because it's fun. Also, Davis, as I said, I have sussed you out. You definitely are, without any shadow of a doubt, the Smurf. Right, Mr. Doyle, I've got one thing to say to you.
Hello.
You silly twerp.
And now to prove it, here is the Smurf, and it's not me.
There is absolutely no doubt
about it, Davis.
You are the Smurf.
I'm not.
I'm going to expose to prove that you are the Smurf voice by slowing my voice.
Oh, no. To normal speed.
No. There you are, Davis.
You have been exposed for what you really are,
Davis. So, Dilla.
Wasn't supposed to happen. Oh, there'll be a few screwdrivers let loose now in the next couple of minutes. It appears, after the recent exposure, that is the final time you'll ever hear the computer. Isn't it? So about all the shouting, I'm quite worked up today. All right, so Dave Jason is a pruny-brained nincompoop. Right, I've done that for Mike Doyle. We shall stay on as long as we can into Monday, because it's fun. I shall see you tonight if I can outside the tunnel entrance, and for you, here's Baker Street by Jerry Rafferty. Don't forget, at 2:05, I shall be telling the world what Jenny Darlington and Mike Doyle have got in common, as Mike Doyle missed it on the last occasion. Because he wasn't listening to my show, was he?
Winding your way down on Baker Street, lighting your head and dead on your feet. Well, another crazy day, you'll dream the night away and forget about everything. This city desert makes you feel so cold. It's got so many people, but it's got no soul, and it's taking you so long to find out you were wrong when you thought it held everything.
Gonna stop moving, 'cause he's rolling, he's the
Rafferty and Baker Street going out for Mr. Mike Doyle, who this week is number four in the fame charts. And Rick Broker is still in third, second and first position. The combination known as Jenny Darlington and Ian Dale have moved down to ninth position. Which immediately brings us to a letter from 35 Robinson Road, Liverland, Liverpool. Dear Andy, would you play a record for me on Sunday? Anything, if possible. And please mention Joanne, aliases Ian, Zubron, Rapunzel, Pneumonia, Penny Lane, everyone I work with at NEC. And say hi to the very famous Jimmy Gyro and thank him for the postcard that he sent to me last week from Wales. On your show, I heard you say that you met the amazing Matt Black and W.H. Smith. Do you know when Caroline North will be doing regular transmissions again? Well, I'll find out for you, Rufel. Anyway, ta for now, from the one and only Rufel. Oh, P.S., can I have one of your chocolates that Pneumonia sent you?
No way!
Sunday. More music. Sensational.
Anyway, for all the people who have asked how are the fame charts composed, well, it's very simple. Basically, each time I read a letter out, the computer listens very carefully and counts the number of times that each person is mentioned. It then goes into its memory bank, and of course, it forms what's called the fame chart, which I shall be reading out in the next hour.
Famous conductor? Oh, I'm sorry, I don't know.
You're gonna kick yourself, John. It was, of course... Orchestral man hoovers in the dark.
Ah, that was pathetic.
Good though, wasn't it?
Rick Boker, and this week's number one...